647, email morningnews@wbap.com. Anything we talk about, we'd love to hear from you. We read the emails back at 7:50. This is an interesting idea.
I have
been to these cannabis stores before, and I used to have a guy who'd come on and talk about legal cannabis when I was living in Southern California.
Right.
Not an aficionado myself, but I do know people who are.
Mm-hmm.
And he said one of the biggest downsides that they felt like they had at the cannabis store was that it's all cash.
Yes.
Because state law is not Trump. State law is trumped by federal law, and marijuana is still a drug, and you can't go to the bank. You can't take Visa or MasterCard because all these banks are federally chartered.
Is it surprising the feds haven't shut down these businesses?
No, not really. I think that they're kind of using the live and let live mindset with this stuff at the moment. But you may eventually, at one point, get somebody who comes in and says, no, we're shutting this down, and they can do that. Right now the banking idea is that this would allow these companies access to banks, so they would not have to deal all in cash, which can be dangerous.
You know what's amazing is that we don't report on these companies or these businesses being robbed every day.
Are they being robbed every
day? Well, there's all there is cash in those stores.
Yeah. Well, you have a bipartisan group of senators introducing a newly revised bill to give state legal cannabis companies access to business banking services. This is a revamped version of the Secure and Fair Enforcement Banking Act. It's a bill to provide cannabis companies access to traditional banking services that has been passed seven times by the House of Representatives. And a lot of folks are starting to recognize that these businesses are here to stay and they're not going anywhere. But not everybody's on board with this.
Right.
Jerry J-Man Joyner, an outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry, the host of the TV show and podcast called Weed and Whiskey, is with us. Hello, Jerry.
Good morning, Hal. Good morning, Ernie.
How you doing?
Man, if I was doing any better, I'd need a twin brother.
Yeah, I tell you.
All right.
6:49 in the morning and you're already up and getting it. I'm telling you. Yeah.
So Jerry, let me ask you this: Would allowing access to banks make a difference for these companies?
Yes, certainly having traditional banking services that other businesses are allowed to have would be helpful. The most helpful part of this, not from the safe R, which is they just added an R and call it regulation. But on Biden's thing that he's trying to rush through with the DEA and the HHS is the removal of 280E of the tax code. That's the key thing to helping these businesses start to be profitable instead of, as we see in the press all the time, people selling legal marijuana, but they're not being able to sustain their businesses. It's because they're overburdened with not being able to deduct regular business expenses like rent, like utilities, like advertising, like buying advertising with J-Man on Weed and Whiskey TV, okay? They could now deduct like other businesses could. So that's a huge result from that. I think my gummy just kicked in. Sorry, guys.
That's all right. Breakfast gummy. What, do you have bacon with that or anything? Yeah, very good.
I hadn't had a bacon flavor with it yet, but
all right.
Buck-a-Buzz Buzzberry flavors are pretty tasty.
All right.
Well, Jerry, hang on the line just a second. We got to come back to you. We got to take a quick timeout. 6:51, Monty Cook has WBAP's traffic and weather on the ones.
I-35E northbound at Commerce. Got a new wreck taking away the left lane. The backup there to Beckley, about a 10-minute backup. Then I-30 westbound at Sylvan Avenue. That crash still there in the two left lanes. That backup to Beckley is going to cost you an extra 20 minutes at least. You've got the problem spot on the tollway southbound at Northwest Highway in the left lane. Also 183 eastbound at Carl Road. That right lane's blocked. 183 eastbound at 121 got a report of a new wreck. And the crash 121 northbound at Murphy in that right lane. WBAP's first traffic on the ones. I'm Monty Cook.
From the WBAP Weather Center, sunny and warm with a high about 92 this afternoon. Light variable winds, low tonight 70. Same thing tomorrow with a high of 93. Then southeast winds kick in just a little bit Thursday and Friday with highs near 94. Right now at WBAP, 72 degrees.
All right, Jerry, when you go to a cannabis shop, I remember going in and there was security everywhere. I mean, they had a lot of security, and it was explained to me that it was because they had a lot of cash, and these are big businesses. These bring in a lot of cash.
Yeah, definitely. They got a lot of cash and they got a lot of product in there. So security had always been an issue for this. A lot of people don't realize that in August, MasterCard stopped allowing their debit cards to be used for purchases of legal marijuana in legal states, which made many of those businesses that had been able to do that have to revert back to the ATM machine in the facility getting the cash. And then what did they get to do with the cash? I can't take that, you know, so this is, J-Man, we'll give you a bunch of cash. Can you talk about us on your show? No, you got to give me a check and do like regular things because then I'm guilty just like everyone else. So there's major implications that are coming. And it's like a pickleball game, guys. Man, back and forth on who's trying to do what. They're all using pot for politics. I believe it's going to be a major part of the upcoming election. Marijuana will be.
You know, when you talk about marijuana and pot and things like that, there are people who probably need it for pain relief, medical application for it. And I'm all for that. Anybody that's in pain to help them out. But other than that, it's only one reason to take it, and that's to get high, isn't it?
Well, no, not anymore.
Okay. Well, explain.
It's not just to get high anymore.
Okay. Okay, J-Man, tell me what.
A large percentage of folks, especially our senior people, I'm 63 years old, so I guess I'm a senior person.
Yeah.
My mom, a topical that we buy for her that has THC, which is illegal here in Texas, we buy it in Colorado for $80, of which about $35 of that is taxes and fees and everything else that goes along with that, that she gets relief from her plantar fasciitis. But she's not getting high off of that. My wife takes a half of a Buck-A-Buzz gummy to go to sleep at night. Maybe that's better than a big pharma drug. So I think as we evaluate, sure, there's a lot of people that are smoking pot, and we always categorize cannabis into that. But there's so many more people that are drinking. You know, you can drink.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've often said, you know, you show up at a party with some marijuana and you're the bad guy, but if you show up with a case of Jack Daniels, you're the hero. And I've never understood, really, that's kind of my liberal side, I've never understood why that is.
Well, I'm going to make a selfless plug here. At Christmas, we're going to have weed and whiskey. It's a non-alcoholic single-barrel whiskey with THC. You get a little buzz from it, but you don't get a hangover. 5 calories. You don't get fatter. Woo, what a deal.
Okay. All I know is that at the end of the night, I want to look like Idris Elba in the mirror. So,
yeah, okay.
You know, yeah.
All right. This is Jerry J-Man Joyner. The podcast and the TV show is called Weed and Whiskey. Where do you find that, by the way?
You can go to Roku. Most of the people watch us on Roku. We have a channel there. Or you can go just to weedandwhiskey.tv.
All right. Thanks, Jerry. Good to talk to you again.
Hal, Arnie, anytime.
All right. Just, it's amazing.
Man has more energy at this time of morning than anybody I know.
Unbelievable. The one thing I just don't understand